this meditation, we are going to explore how to love yourself even when really challenging emotions are arising. We all experience powerful, painful emotions, emotions that feel totally out of our control. So the first thing to do is to acknowledge that there is nothing wrong with you with these feelings. This is a natural and universal part of being a human being. When you are unable to love yourself, even with these emotions, you react from conditioning rather than responding from your highest self. You may lash out, yell, overeat, or in many other ways create a negative chain of events that only adds more harm to the original situation. This is why it is so important to learn to love yourself through these challenging emotions, even opening to the possibility in your heart of loving these emotions themselves. Really embracing the truth that it's all one, it's a friendly universe, and absolutely nothing is here to harm you. Difficult emotions are like crying babies within our psyche, our consciousness. They're energies that need your attention in order to find ease. When you do not love yourself, when you resist your emotions, it's like taking that crying baby and locking it in the basement, grabbing a glass of wine and turning up the TV, hoping it will just go away. In this meditation, you will learn how, when your inner infants begin to cry, to put down the drink, turn off the TV, go to that baby and hold it with love until you feel free again. You don't have to enjoy the crying. Love is simply being willing to be with it without judgment. When you do this, you will discover treasures, insights hidden within these emotions, gifts that can only come to you if you are willing to stay with them and trust the process. Begin by finding a comfortable position, sitting with your feet on the ground and your back straight, as if your bones were a hanger and your muscles and skin were clothes resting effortlessly on your body. You could also lie down with your hands by your side and your head on a pillow. Whatever allows you to be relaxed and aware. Especially when dealing with emotions, it's important to shift your physical posture. Our mind and body are intricately connected, and so simply unclenching your fists or uncurling yourself from a ball can already begin to allow some movement, openness, willingness into this experience. Let your eyes fall closed and begin to take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Breathing in through your nose, letting your chest expand, your belly expand, breathing all the way down to your toes. Breathing out, letting the belly and chest return to the spine. Breathing in peace, strength, the capacity to be here with presence, courage. Breathing out any tension or tightness or contraction. distraction that's ready to go, any fear that would stop you from being here now. No forcing, just allowing. Said that fear is excitement without the breath. So often, just breathing can also shift these emotions powerfully. As you allow yourself to experience this emotion, to come present to what is, simply begin to notice the thoughts occurring in your head. What are these thoughts and stories passing through? He shouldn't have done that. I'm not safe. I'll never be happy. It's so unfair. What thoughts are passing through your mind? Thoughts are like a storm at times. There's no need to believe them or disbelieve them. Releasing your grasp and just observing them is love. Now, imagine opening a door on the side of your head and imagine all the thoughts spilling out until your head is completely empty of thought. What is emotion without the thoughts and stories? Breathing in. Without the name, emotion is simply a collection of sensations. Find the area where the sensation is most intense. Breathe into this area. Let it know that you are not trying to change it. Keep getting curious. Is it solid or fluid? Is it vibrating, pulsing, jabbing? What temperature is it? Is it a single point or diffuse? Where does it begin? Where does it end? Really get curious. Bringing attention is love. As you continue to notice all these details, notice that there is another part of you that is doing the noticing. Is this part of you angry, sad, afraid, guilty? This part that notices the sensations and thoughts? Or is it vast, spacious, peaceful, neutral? This essential part of you, your true nature, has the capacity to be with anything that arises within your experience. And in fact, it has always been with everything in your experience. Happiness, sorrow, it embraces your experience in every moment. This is the part of you that in each and every moment of your life says, I really want to be here for this. Now, as you hold these sensations with this tender allowing, without judging them as right or wrong, simply holding them as you would a crying child, notice if anything has shifted. Is it bigger or smaller? Has the level of intensity altered? Presence and curiosity without judgment. Breathe into those spaces, into the sensations. And repeat internally. I allow you to be. You are not who I am. And yet you are part of me. Again, noticing if there has been any shift in the size, shape, or nature of these sensations. It takes so much courage to stay with what is arising. You are so loving. Desire to be seen and known, to be allowed to exist so that they can release and evolve in this dance of life. If there is any sensation still present, take a breath and place your hand on the part of your body where the sensation is most intense. If this sensation had a voice, what would it say? What is this really about? Allow the answer to fall upon your heart. You do not need to do anything except listen. In simply being heard, emotions can self-liberate. You may even feel a dissolving or a light. Now, to that within you which has shared its truth with you, simply say, "Thank you. I love you." Begin to release your body, relaxing back into your chair, releasing any tension or tightness, knowing that all is impermanent, all is passing through, and this experience, like all experience, is a part of you but does not define you. Like a rainstorm, you may get wet, but it will pass. And you, through this immense courage, self-love, and acceptance, are learning to dance in the rain. You are learning to keep your heart open no matter what arises, so that you can be free, so that you can act from your most authentic, true self in all moments. The Buddha said, "Pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. Pain is like an arrow shot into us, but suffering is like a second arrow that we put into ourselves when we judge that pain, deny that pain, when we rally against that pain." Through this meditation and your courageous willingness to be with your emotions with love, you are never putting a second arrow in yourself. Those first arrows will pierce you much less frequently and will fall away much more quickly. Take a few deep breaths, breathing in peace, breathing out anything that is left from this emotion that's ready to go, knowing that when this meditation is complete, you can respond to your life, to any situation, from a place of peace, freedom, and strength, in alignment with your highest self.